It's a Fraser Case Hit 101.9. It's Thursday, so we talk movies. This week, we're talking about a musical that could very easily have been seen as a cash-in off the 2008 film Mamma Mia. It's the sequel, Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. Is this thing worth a look?
Good morning, Macca. It's an absolute cash-in, blatantly so. I don't think anyone's trying to hide that fact. It's a perfect date movie, believe it or not, but at the same time, it's also the perfect family movie. This one's set 15 years after that original, where young Sophie is now grown up and trying to run her mum's hotel on the island off the coast of Greece. The musical keeps switching back and forth in time to show how relationships, particularly those forged by her mum, can sort of mirror to moments that are happening in the present. But it's a fun watch, and one of the only films I've seen recently where the audience has actually been cheering and clapping at the end of the film.
Oh, wow.
When the credits came up. Yeah, so it's a real crowd pleaser. It feels less like watching a movie and more like going to a live musical where the audience can actually participate.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, lots of fun. There are also a few tears as well, Macca, but I won't tell you why just yet.
All right, now people want to know this was, does the new musical finally answer the question of who Sophie's real dad is? Is it Bill, Harry, or Sam?
Well, Macca, sadly, no, but that's part of the recipe of the film.
Yes.
Sophie, she can play the guitar just like Colin Firth's character, or she can draw like Pierce Brosnan's character, or sail a boat like Bill, the Stellan Skarsgård character. So it's really left up in the air. I think the filmmakers have a lot of fun trying to hint at who it could be, but they never quite reveal it.
Very cool. Some people have described the film as the Fast and the Furious of musicals. Is that a fair call?
Well, the producers, I think they're banking on it being a franchise because they're talking about Mamma Mia 3. I don't know, it could be Mamma Mia 3 Tokyo Drift, I don't know. But just like those Fast and Furious movies, this film delivers exactly what you're expecting. There's no real surprises. There is one big surprise, but like I said, I won't spoil that one. But yeah, I think they're banking on it becoming a series of films.
Okay.
There's only so many ABBA songs that they can drag out, though.
That's right. Mate, some people have said, what are you doing, Woz? Why aren't you out there enjoying more movies? Why are you so selfless and going to see movies like Mamma Mia so everybody else can find out about them?
Well, I had to take one for the team, and I was really hoping Lockie would be here to chat about it, because I think this would be right up his alley.
He reckons that that's one of the ones he'd avoid.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think secretly he'll go and see it, but he just won't tell us.
So what do you reckon? Do you think it's worth taking the kids along to see this one?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a family movie. I took my two girls along to see it. Actually, my youngest daughter, Sophie, is actually named after the character in Mamma Mia, believe it or not.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how she got her name.
Well,
so
there you go.
It was a good family watch, for sure.
Excellent. All right. Well, I might give that one a go. I'll try and sit through ABBA. I just can't stand ABBA. Anyway. See that one, guys. Box office wrap up, mate. What do we got?
At number five, it's the Adam Sandler animated comedy. Another good one for the kids. It's Hotel Transylvania 3. The other big animated hit, that's The Incredibles 2, has slipped to number four this week. Marvel's Ant-Man and the Wasp has dropped from the top spot to number three, while The Equalizer 2 is sitting at number two. And our number one film, no surprises, it's Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again.
Wow. And, mate, what's new in cinemas this week?
In cinemas today, it's the romantic comedy The Breaker Uppers. I know nothing about that, and I've got to check that out next week. And next week in cinemas, Tom Cruise returns as Ethan Hunt in the Mission Impossible movie Fallout. Can you believe they're up to Mission Impossible 6 now?
6, mate. From what I've seen, he has just gone over the top again doing his own stunts.
Yeah, I think he's hurt himself a few times in this movie, so
yeah.
Whether or not he'll do that again in the next one remains to be seen. But, a few injuries with Tom Cruise.
Yeah, it's going to be big, that's for sure. All right, Woz, we'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks.
All right, mate, that's your Hit Flicks for this week.